hard-fought battles, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears left out there. But, no, it's great, like you said. You know, you go out there and you leave an impression, and those people value you, right? And that just makes it really exciting to be somewhere where you're wanted and valued.
Where were you when you found out about the trade?
I was just sitting in my in-laws' living room having a coffee in the morning. Yeah, we were all just hanging out, nothing crazy going on. And then, yeah, got the phone call, and it just worked out from there.
In BC, this is?
Just outside of Canmore in Alberta, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
Alberta,
is where
okay,
they are.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
My hometown is just outside of Vancouver, but we were out visiting them for a while.
And so, like you were saying, was there a little bit of shock? You were just kind of sitting, like, how could you explain that a little, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of in that limbo spot of, you know, still needing to sign a contract in Washington. So that was in the air, waiting for a phone call maybe to deal with that. So yeah, I didn't really know what to expect. The assistant GM called me that I had dealt with a lot in Hershey, and, you know, I just had a little bit of a conversation with him at first, and then told me the news, and he had me stopped in my tracks. Like, he was stumbling on words, and... But no, so I mean, like I said, it was a bit of a shock at first. You don't expect it coming. But then as soon as I had the conversations with staff here, it made it pretty clear that it was going to be a really exciting opportunity.
What was your reaction when you see that Abe Kubel, somebody you know very well, you played basically all of last season with, is also coming here? What do you think that you two, Lafferty, other guys in that mix for that line can really bring to this team, and then, you know, the type of difference you can make?
Yeah, it was super exciting. I mean, he called me and said, hey, I found two apartments inside each other. I was like, what do you mean? And let me know the news that he was going to be coming here as well. And, you know, it took a lot of pressure off me. It took a lot of pressure. Our wives are really close friends, so for my wife to have a familiar face here was great. Both have young boys, so it made it a lot of fun. We're living close to each other now. And, yeah, just having that continuity with a player, knowing what he's going to bring every single night, know that when we work together, we're extremely effective with a full season of work together. So, yeah, just excited to bring that same thing. It's that speed, that physicality, and that suffocating pressure that can then create offense on the backside of it.
It seemed like you guys were playing a heavy defensive line last year and playing against a lot of top players. How would you describe kind of the role the two of you had last year?
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty clear definition of it. You know, we were tasked a lot of the time with taking on that other team's top line, and, you know, had that responsibility, which was great. You know, having your first full season in the NHL shape out that way, it put a lot of pressure on me, but really allowed me to look and see, like, I can do this. Like, this is a role I can play, I can take a lot of pride in and be successful in. So, yeah, having that confidence that, you know, if you can do those defensive things well successfully every night, you know, you can come out on the winning side more than you lose. And you get to play against some great players, man. Lining up against some of those guys, you have to pinch yourself. Like, it's pretty incredible. So, yeah, it was something I took a lot of pride in and had a lot of fun doing.
What's it been like coming in here? You know, a lot of these guys you don't know. You're coming in with guys you don't know and everything. What's it been like to maybe get to know your two new teammates and your early impressions?
It's been great. Definitely welcomed with open arms with this group. Was familiar with a couple guys, but like you said, the majority not. It's been a lot of fun. It's different, right? It's a group where everyone's kind of around the same age within 2 or 3 years, it seems like. You know, I was coming from a position where I was quite a bit younger than the core of the group, and yeah, it just makes it a lot of fun coming into the rink, right? Guys are loose, and then when you hit the ice, you know, there's that buzz, that energy, and that competitiveness. It's just been a lot of fun. Coaching staff, training staff, top to bottom, it's been a pleasure to meet everybody, and, you know, really enjoy myself when I come to the rink.
You've always come to Buffalo in the wintertime. Is it kind of a little bit different to see it in the summertime with the waterfront and everything here?
Yeah, I don't have nearly enough t-shirts, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I was definitely packing as if it was going to be a little bit colder. But it's been beautiful. Yeah, we're living down by the water, and to be able to spend the time out there, take the dog and the kid for a walk, and it's been stunning. You know, it's one of those cities that, like you said, we come in on the road, you're in the hotel, you're in the rink, you don't get to experience it very much. And in the short amount of time that I've been here so far, you know, my wife and I have been able to get out and adventure a few different places, and it seems like a really beautiful city that we're going to enjoy being in.
What made help having a coach that seems to have a really clear, defined role for you in mind, but also really values that role traditionally throughout his career, like the energy line? Mm-hmm. He really, you know, seems to value that. What's that kind of like?
Yeah, it's huge, right? There, it's a brand of hockey that, you know, not everybody wants to play. It's not always the prettiest, right? It's easy to veer away from it because you want to score. And so to be able to kind of swallow that pill and take pride in that role and then have it, you know, viewed and valued on the other side of it by a coaching staff is incredible. And, you know, he's from day one had a really clear image of how we need to play, and now it really falls on the shoulders of the guys in the room, right? We're all going to have our separate roles. We have a lot of skill in this lineup that can put the puck in the back of the net. We got to be able to dig in and keep it out of ours. So it's work starts with us now. He's painted a pretty clear picture for us, and just excited to work for him.
I think you guys were brought in, have a lot of speed, and that was already a trait this team had. Mm-hmm. How much do you expect that to be part of the team's identity, and is it something you've already noticed in two practices?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody in this room can definitely skate. And that poses a huge problem for opposing teams, right? If you can move up and down the ice quick, you can close quickly, you can suffocate them, and then you can create offense on the other side of it really quickly. So I think it's a huge strength that we have from top to bottom across the room, back end to forwards, and something we can lean on a lot to be successful.
What made that Hershey team so unique, so special? I mean, you were one of the prospects. There weren't a ton of prospects, but mm-hmm. they've had some unique teams there.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing I think in the year that we won was the core group of guys had really been together for probably 4 or 5 years. You know, there was a handful of guys from my draft class and the year after that had spent a good chunk of time together and brought in, and it's just a super close team from top to bottom. I mean, they brought in Nelly as a head coach. He did an amazing job. Just a great manager of people, I think, was the biggest thing first. You know, you came in loving what you were doing every single day, and a lot of similarities to Lindy in that respect. And it was just a fun group to be around, very similar to here, right? It's rare to have a team that guys don't like being around each other, but there's every once in a while you get that really special group that can, you know, dig in, find that extra gear. You really care about each other, and you know, when you get to lift it at the end, it's pretty incredible. So I see a lot of similarities coming in here. It's that loose, excited feeling to be around each other, and hopefully that translates the other side of it.
You mentioned not a lot of guys want to play the brand of hockey you play, or that sometimes it's a tough pill for guys mm-hmm. to swallow. When did you kind of learn to embrace it? Like, has it always been, like, since you were younger? Or was
yeah.
there a moment where you're like, you know what, I'm going to have to carve out this lane for myself?
Yeah, probably a bit of both. You know, coming up through even minor hockey, being physical was always a huge part of my game. But, you know, coming into junior, I had some coaches who had coached pro before. And as a 16, 17-year-old, I was put in that checking role, you know, and had really clear meetings with them. Of like, if you want to take the next step, this is what you got to do. And, you know, then I could develop more skill out of that, more confidence out of that, and that allowed me to take that jump. And then same thing, first few years pro, I had Spencer Carberry as a coach in Hershey and spent countless hours with me doing video and just assuring me and taking pride within that role, right? Knowing that, you know, it might not be the prettiest, you might not have all the numbers in the world, but you do this right, you're going to get your chances, you're going to get your call-ups. And I think the biggest thing was it just allowed me to step right in and be comfortable once I started playing. I had a really clear idea of what I needed to do. Obviously, having a familiar coach helped with that. He knew what he was going to get from me. But, yeah, it was a role that I think I've always been really comfortable with, which made it really easy to just embrace it once I've turned pro. And I think the assurance that I got that I continued to get opportunities because I was doing it really helped with that.